Noel Rendine joined the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library Indigenous-led Planning Committee as a way to give back and help create mutual respect and understanding. Rendine is eager to share her knowledge of Indigenous culture, traditions and teachings with the Bradford community. The local 23-year-old, who has family ties to Pequakonigan First Nation and Matachewan First Nation, recently joined the committee as a volunteer. "I am very fortunate to have grown up with a lot of the Indigenous traditions and teachings," she said. "My mom always told me to give back when I can. This is my time to give back." For Rendine, whose spirit name, Wabshi Miigwan, means white feather in Ojibwe, smudging is one Indigenous tradition she finds particularly significant. Smudging involves the burning of one or more medicines, typically tobacco, sage, cedar or sweetgrass. It allows a person to stop, slow down, become mindful and centered, and it cleanses a person or place of negativity. "It's about spreading good energy," she said. "In my last year of university, I had a seminar classroom that I smudged before a final presentation. We essentially smudge before any big event or when you want good energy." Last June, Rendine graduated from Queen's University with a Bachelor of Science. She majored in biology and minored in Indigenous studies. During her final year in Kingston, she served as co-president of the Queen's Native Student Association. In Kingston, they acknowledge the Indigenous community through the Four Directions Indigenous Student Center. "We don't have that here," she said. "There isn't a place or center for Indigenous people in Bradford, which is why we are trying to create a sense of community and mutual respect and understanding." Along with helping the committee plan and facilitate events and displays around town for National Indigenous Peoples Day on June 21, Rendine hopes to better connect the community of Bradford with Indigenous peoples. "I want to spread a lot of awareness and bring the community together to celebrate Indigenous people," she said. "It is a privilege to be involved. I know the committee is going to evolve and continue to grow, and I am so excited to be a part of it." Rendine works for the Royal Bank of Canada, RBC. She joined the company in June as part of the Indigenous Peoples Development Program. This two-year rotational program enables recent graduates to develop the skills and network needed to build their professional careers. After completing 8 months at RBC, she will start a four-month rotation at a charity, before returning to RBC for 2 6-month rotations. The unique program will help jump-start her professional career. She is enthusiastic about continuing her role on the Indigenous Committee and helping determine how the Bradford community will celebrate Indigenous peoples. "It's important. For the longest time, no one talked about National Indigenous Peoples Day," said Rendine. "I'm excited that people are starting to talk and starting to ask more questions."